Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz, Oiz Beis, Shin 173, in the topic of Batola. Today's shiur is sponsored, Refuah Shleima, for Refuah Moshe Chaim Ben Chana, and Hinda Bracha Ba'asara. They should have Refuah Shleima Bekarov. If anybody would like to sponsor, at the schus of sponsoring your shiur, please reach out to me. We started the topic Batola. Batola, person has to value time. And we had said yesterday that when a person has available time, he has to use that time to learn. The Pelioids begins. It should pain people's hearts. Ech nase keheter ovon bitul Torah. There's an aveira of bitul Torah, which like it's heter, it's mutter, it's allowed. There are different aspects of bitul Torah. You could have bitul Torah when people come sit down in the base medrash, and they should be learning with each other, and they're schmoozing. Shmuzing. That's called bittul Torah. The same way he tells somebody, oh, this person, he fell, he broke his arm. He got a cut. You know, sometimes you get a little queasy, and I get queasy. You know, and you feel the pain. And he said, "Do me stop talking. I can't hear it." Ulevovo is yichovu. It should pain a person. Merois bara, when he sees evil. What's the evil? Talmud Torah kineged kulam. The greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah. The greatest thing a person can do to heal anyone, to bring safety, is limud haTorah. And when people don't learn, rachman letzlan, this is the batola. This is bittul Torah. They're not bringing that safety that we so dearly need. I'm pausing because I'm wondering if I should say what I just saw yesterday. I think I should. Now, usually people who listen to the shir about Limud Torah, it's like preaching to the choir, right? But we could always mechazek ourselves and learn more, learn better, more kavana, get here more in time. There's always chizik. Myself as well, of course. I'm no different than anybody else. So I saw someone posted yesterday. Two boys learning Becharusa. That's the picture. And the caption says, they learned Becharusa and Yeshiva together. They fought together. They were killed together. Now they're learning Becharusa and Shemaim together. Of course, I saw this. Started crying. How could you not? Young boys, 19, 20, 21. The topic here is Batola. Hashem gives us the gift of time. Like Dailonu. Shagolus vahanius loynichu mido toivul Yisrael v'roiv hayom va'aleilois on a trudim baskenu lovi teres lebeisenu v'shad sarchi gufeinu. He says it's not enough because of the golus, the long golus. It brings poverty, difficulties to Klal Yisrael. People work long days, long nights, just to put food on the table. And you tell a person afterwards, no, you got to go learn a night. I need a little time to breathe, which is true. We have to breathe also. But we have to understand what our goal is, what our focus is, that if a person has that strength, and after he unwinds it, or before he goes out to a long day's work, he has a Seder in the morning. No, there's a Rambam, very important Rambam. The Rambam says, if you have a mitzvah to do, there's no one else who can do that mitzvah. In the middle of learning, no one else can do that mitzvah but you. Stop learning. It's a mitzvah. She asher this kind all day after. No one else can do besides for you. You stop your learning. But when you finish, says the Rambam, you go back to your learning. So the Mefarshim asking the Rambam, what every word the Rambam is precise and exact as a Rishon. Why does he say Yachzal Talmudah? Why does it say go back to your learning? And he explains like this. They explain like this. Amik Brach, I believe, says like this. Or this is from Rebbe Zatzal. Years ago. Yachzil Talmudah is the Rambam is saying like this. You only stop learning because you have a mitzvah to do. There's a lilmoid amanas lasos. We learn in order to do. So that when you come back to your learning, the whole time you were away from the learning, you get schar of Talmud Torah. You get schar of learning as well. Yachzil Talmudah. You're going back, you get schar like you were learning the whole time. But a person has to know, is that a mitzvah shi yashav skaimel dayachir? I want to tell you a maisa. Just popped into my head, so I want to share with you a maisa. I was learning yeshiva. It was a summertime. Somebody comes into the Beis Medrash, tells a few people, Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah. So, closed the Gemara, went out there. Few of us went out. Question is, did we do the right thing? Maybe a couple days later, I'm walking down the block, and I'm zoiche to walk right past, maybe with a little intention, on that block, of Rav Hillel David, Shlita. Rav Hillel David is K and L on East 12th. Chaim Berlin is one block over. So I'm walking down the block, and I relate the story to Rav Hillel David. And I said, did we do the right thing? Are we supposed to go or not go? So the first thing he said like this. The first thing he said is, whatever the Rashiva says is the right thing to do. The Rashiva happened to be in the mountains. We weren't able to ask him. Well, he was literally right there on the spot. Mesmitz. You hear those two words, you know, you jump. Achar Maisa, I don't know if it was such a Mesmitz to go, but let's put that aside for now. But listen to what he said. This is what I'm sharing with you, this story. This is the main part. Besides the main part is do whatever the Rashiva says. He says, I find it interesting. Why don't they go to Brooklyn College to get people to do Meis Mitzvah? Why are they going to pull people out of the Beis Medrash? Meis Mitzvah. So go to Brooklyn College. Meis Mitzvah. Pull them out from over there. Why are you pulling out from the Beis Medrash? That's what he said to me. And there's something to think about that. If the mitzvah can be done by other people, do the mitzvah by other people. Now, sometimes you can't do the mitzvah by other people. So, then you stop. I'm going to tell you another maisa. I was once learning in yeshiva, and I'm telling you, of the biggest masmidim comes over to me, the biggest masmidim of Imam, this person was of the biggest masmidim when I was in yeshiva. Comes over to me, he looks me in the face, he says to me two words, Meis Mitzvah. I closed my gemara, I walked out. I didn't ask any shilas on him. We drove out to Long Island. I have no idea what this person. It was freezing. I mean, it wasn't the summer. This is the winter time now. This was the winter time. And you know, sometimes the first thing that you lose is your glove. You put it on your lap, you stand up. Unfortunately, I had one glove that time. That day, I had one glove. And you know, I was passing around while we were shoveling around. We were squished in the back of this Lincoln Town Car. I remember this. Sometimes you have to close the Gemara. The Pelayot is telling us the attitude, the mindset has to be learn more and more and more. And when you're finished learning more and more and more, go learn more. And every wife has to know to encourage her husband to do this politely. And that means she might do more work at home. It might be harder at bedtime. You know, sometimes I speak to husbands, you know, come learn. Oh, you know, bedtime. I don't understand what that means, bedtime. I'm telling you, I don't know what that means. I have children, Baruch Hashem, also, and I also put them to bed at night. But you have a responsibility at night. You also have to go learn. There are husbands that feel that they're exempt from learning at night because it's bedtime. And bedtime sometimes goes for 2-3 hours. So that's it. So every night, my night is bedtime. That's incorrect. I'm telling you now, that's incorrect. So what's going to happen? For 15 years of bedtime, you don't have a Seder at night? Le'ivra layla ela girsa. Rabbi Yisrael, you want to do something for Klai Yisrael? For the soldiers in Klai Yisrael? For the world, the Jews around the world? Put in your bedtime, help your children, help your wife. And when it's time to go out to Seder at night, you go. That's the greatest thing that you can do. And every wife has to know this. And every husband has to know this. We should never see any more pictures like the one I just told you about.